Since Jerry Brown became governor, a record number of inmates have been released from California prisons, including so-called lifers, those sentenced to life behind bars. There are two kinds of life sentences, either with or without the possibility of parole. Someone sentenced to life with the possibility of parole is expected to use the decades spent in prison to reform himself. And he has to go before a parole board to prove that's happened. But since 1988, the governor has had the option to veto a parole board decision. And they've done so in the majority of cases until now. As Nancy Mullane reports, Jerry Brown has upheld 82% of parole board decisions, freeing nearly 1,400 lifers in the past 3 years. And Nancy joins me now to explain.
We have elected a governor, Governor Jerry Brown, who has come to office with the interest of looking at the statistics, looking at the facts about what are we getting from our prison population. And if we look at the lifer population, individuals who have been convicted of a murder offense, first-degree murder or second-degree murder, we send them to prison. And 15 or 25 years later, they go before the parole board, to, whose job it is to determine whether or not they are safe to release from parole. If they find them suitable, if they find someone who has been convicted of a murder suitable for parole, that they are no longer a threat to public safety, and we release them back into society, this population, these convicted murderers back out in society, are the least likely to return to prison for violating a parole condition or for committing another crime. So Jerry Brown is looking at these statistics and saying, rather than reverse the parole board's decisions, I'm going to allow those parole board decisions to stand.
And I think that that probably goes against common assumptions that murderers would be the least likely to reoffend. But can you – you said we've known this for a long time.
Well, we've known it since 1945. The California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation issues an annual report. And when I began looking at this population of individuals serving life sentences for murder in California prisons back in 2007, I pored over every annual report. And the very first report that the CDCR issued in 1945, they stated in their report, surprisingly, individuals convicted of a homicide who are released from prison have the lowest recidivism rate of any category of crime. So we've known this. But then in 1988, things changed.
So you're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan, and I'm speaking with Nancy Mullane. She's the executive producer of Life of the Law. She's also the author of Life After Murder, which follows five men who were convicted of murder and sentenced to life with the possibility of parole. So you say that we have known since 1945 that murderers released after the parole process are the least likely to reoffend on any counts. But so then why over the past, 30 years before Jerry Brown took office, had governors essentially reversed the parole board's decisions?
Well, in 1988, the voters in California had the opportunity to vote for a law. It was called Proposition 89. And it was the year of the Willie Horton. And I don't know if your listeners remember Willie Horton, but it was a presidential election year. There was a man named Willie Horton in Massachusetts who was serving a life without the possibility of parole. But in Massachusetts, they released their everyone had an opportunity to have in prison, had an opportunity to go home on a weekend furlough. This individual was given a weekend furlough. While he was on the weekend furlough, he committed horrible crimes. So throughout the country, there was this Willie Horton kind of stigma that we have to hold every governor accountable for anyone released from prison. And in California, the voters had the opportunity to pass a law that said any individual convicted of a murder offense who is found suitable for parole, the governor now has the opportunity and authority to reverse that parole board decision. So before that, something like 250 individuals convicted of a murder one, murder two offense were released from California prisons every year. Beginning in 1988, that all changed. Now it was truly a political decision because we knew the parole board had been doing its job. People convicted of murder, released from prison, had the lowest recidivism rate. And yet we began giving our governor the authority to reverse, and the governors for the four governors have reversed between 75% and 99% of all paroles.
And that's because they considered it political suicide. There was no real incentive to not to reverse.
Well, think of it this way: if the governor allowed one to go home, and that one did something bad. Violated a crime or
committed a terrible crime.
Right. But what then it would be held on his responsibility. But one thing that we've also discovered over the last 21 years, there have been 1,000 released, even with governor reversals. Of those 1,000 released in 21 years, the recidivism rate was 1.5%, and not one committed another murder. So what we now know is it's true. If we do send someone to prison with a murder conviction, and we ask them to change, that they do change. And when they do get out, they come back to society and they contribute to society rather than costing society keeping them in prison. So what Jerry Brown has done is he's come into office in 2011, January 2011, and he's allowing the parole board to do its job.
That's Nancy Mullane. She is the author of Life After Murder. She covers criminal justice issues, and she is the executive producer of Life of the Law. So I'm wondering, with this big shift in terms of how Governor Brown is approaching this issue, do you think that the politics of kind of get tough on crime, mass incarceration, are changing?
Well, I think it's time. You know, we as a society, we see ourselves as individuals, that we are a society of individuals, and yet when we've kind of built up this this perception over the last 30 years of if we're tough on crime, then we're going to be safer. But what we've actually done is we've just incarcerated more people and held them in prisons for longer periods of time. And not only is it unjust, because we now know that they can change and do change. And when they're given that opportunity, they make the most of that opportunity. But it's also breaking the bank. You know, we have a prison industry now in California at $11 billion a year. And when you think of all of the individuals that have had their paroles, been found suitable for parole over the last 30 years, and at somewhere between $50,000 and $100,000 a year per person
to incarcerate
them in California, and then we've kept them in for another 5, 10, 20 years. This is costing the state of California an extraordinary amount of money, and I think we've all come to recognize that when we send someone to prison under the law, with a life with parole, that is exactly what we've given them, a life with parole. And Governor Brown, in his extreme wisdom and his experience, is making these truly courageous decisions because he is looking at the law and he is trusting his parole board.